The Guardian.
So African leaders were meeting in Zambia over the weekend to try and find some kind of resolution to all of this. Has anything concrete come out of that, Chris?
No, not much. There was a statement calling for a swift release of the presidential election results, even though just as they were meeting, the government of Zimbabwe was announcing that, in fact, it'll be at least another week before we see those, because they're going to recount in parts of the country. And there seems to have been some fundamental disagreement at the meeting on the best way forward, whether it is to press Mugabe to go in favor of the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, or to try and arrange some kind of power sharing agreement and bring in a third place candidate who's essentially a dissident within ZANU-PF, Simba Makoni, as the president. But in short, none of it will put very much pressure on Mr. Mugabe.
And you mentioned that there's now a plan to recount in certain constituencies. What's going on there? What's Mugabe's plan here, do you think?
Well, it's 23 constituencies, and 22 of those are ones that went over from the ruling ZANU-PF, Mr. Mugabe's party, to the opposition movement for democratic change. What the opposition believes is happening is that the ballot boxes are being stuffed because nobody really knows where they are. They're in the hands of the police or the military. And that what the government's trying to do is overturn the opposition's majority in parliament. ZANU-PF has had a majority in the Zimbabwean parliament since independence 28 years ago. But under the count that was released 10 days ago, it lost. It has 97 seats to 109 for the opposition. If just seven of those seats go from the MDC back to ZANU-PF, that would, of course, overturn the majority.
So what is Mugabe's tactic, do you think? He does seem to be trying, by any means possible, to cling on to power. Is that your reading of the situation?
Yes, I think that's right. I think his tactics have slightly changed over time. I think that there was a point at which he thought that he could merely manipulate the numbers on the election returns. It became apparent that he hadn't won by, or he'd lost by far too many votes to be able to do that. And now they're pursuing this alternative tactic, which is to simply dismiss those election returns in the 23 constituencies out of the 210 and recount them in favor of Mugabe. There is also, it would seem, an attempt by the government to ensure that there's a runoff election. Now, that takes place if neither candidate gets more than 50% of the vote. The opposition claims that Morgan Tsvangirai got 50.3%, according to the count, and that Mugabe only came in with about 42%. It does seem, certainly the way that ZANU-PF has been talking in recent days, that they will ensure that there is a runoff vote. And the further evidence for that is if you look around on the ground, there's now a fairly violent intimidation campaign going on against rural voters, warning them that if they voted opposition in the last election, they better not do it again in the runoff vote.
And what do you predict will be the strategy of the African leaders now that that summit is over? How are their reaction going to play out in the next week? Are they just going to sit back and await the next stage from the elections within Zimbabwe?
There's not a lot of confidence amongst opposition people here that the regional leaders would do very much. The tone was set by Thabo Mbeki, who stopped off in Harare on his way to the meeting to meet Mr. Mugabe, and essentially said that this was a normal election, that there was no crisis in this country. And the statement from the 14 leaders essentially saying that we need to see the outcome of the election and that all legal processes should be followed suggested that there's really not going to be very much pressure on Mugabe. Certainly, he didn't feel the need to go to the meeting. They haven't in the past put very much pressure on him, and I suspect that ZANU-PF feels it just needs to ride the storm and it will cling on to power.
You've said before that you thought that the opposition had played this election quite well. How do you get the sense of where their tactics are going now? Do they know what to do now?
Yes, I certainly felt that they played it quite well in the immediate aftermath of the vote when they came out with their own count, caught Mugabe and ZANU-PF on the back foot, made it very difficult for them to simply rig the results in those early days. But I think that they've lost some of the momentum, in part because the government sat on the election results and delayed everything, and partly because by going for a second round but not declaring the election results, it's given the government the breathing space to go out and intimidate the rural population. The opposition seems now to be slightly adrift in how to respond to this. One way, of course, is to call mass protests, and it has called a general strike for Tuesday. But general strikes have been generally unsuccessful in this country, not least because with 80% unemployment, lots of people survive simply through their own means rather than going to work in a regular environment. But also because, unlike Kenya, this is a very passive country in general. There is violence, but it's almost all state-directed. And I think that it's quite hard to mobilize people to confront the security forces in this country. Certainly, the opposition is warning that people might mobilize themselves, but has shied away up until now on calling on them to take to the streets.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's the Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.